Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's get this week started on the right track, shall we? It is October 23rd, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Google's got a little report out saying that all that little traffic's going around on the interwebs, it's a lot more encrypted now. This comes after so many years of Google exerting pressure to increase the usage of HTTPS across the internet. And finally, it's starting to pay off. So much, in fact, that Google says HTTPS is actually up 89% overall. That's up from just 50% at the beginning of 2014. So yes, it is catching on. In fact, the number of websites defaulting to HTTPS has actually doubled in the last year, growing from 37 to 71. Now, of course, in this report, Google kind of had to toot its own horn, saying that in the Chrome browser, Google says 73% of pages, at least in the US now, are delivered with encryption. How many out there are waiting for the iPhone X or X, whatever you want to call it? I'm still thinking they should have called it the X. Sounds a little more edgy, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, if you're a diehard Apple lover out there and you're craving the iPhone X, Apple might give you a chance to get it, well, not really early, but get started pre-ordering a little early. That's all to do with the upgrade program. You know, that lets customers get a new iPhone every single year when it comes out? Even though iPhone X pre-orders are a week away, Apple's going to start today, yes, Monday, to allow you to get all your little paperwork together so you can get on board the new high-priced iPhone. Be forewarned, however, though, this does not guarantee that you'll get a phone on launch day. It only guarantees that you'll get it eventually. The Nokia Retro 3310. The 3G version's actually been out in quite a few places, but not in the US. Well, at least not until October 29th. Yeah, that is when that old-fashioned phone will be hitting the US shores for a good old price of $60. Now, at first, it wasn't even sure if the US was actually going to get the 3G version. Most people were thinking you're stuck with the 2G, and that's as good as it's going to get. But according to some leaked memos from Best Buy, indeed, they're going to have the 3G version on sale starting at $59.99 on October 29th. Be forewarned, however, though, if you're on AT&T and T-Mobile, you're fine. GSM Network's there. Verizon and Sprint, nope, CDMA, not gonna work there. Ah, kicks, tennis shoes, whatever they're calling them nowadays. You get a good pair and you think, yeah, this is pretty nice. But 3 months down the road, they're like, hell no, I need a new style, something pizzazzy. Well, ASICS might have you covered. And all you're going to have to do is buy an ASICS shoe and make sure you've got a microwave on hand. Now, just be forewarned, you're not going to be able to walk into your nearest Foot Locker and actually get these things yet. Now, they're still in development. They're actually currently testing this microwave technology. This new technique created by the Japanese firm for introducing a creative, colorful way of making your kicks, making it possible, at least in the future, for you to actually customize your shoes. Customers would simply just walk into a store, pick an array of colors that they have, then that will get microwaved to actually fuse the shades together. Then you'll pick the upper part and bottom part of your kicks, which then again will be microwaved and fused together. Nope, not making this stuff up. This is actually something we might be seeing in the near future. You never know, it might go beyond store, you can just take it home with you. Might even have microwaves that have popcorn, defrost, and sneakers. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that is BTN. Come see what we're about. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Give us a like on our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, you hear me talk about all the time. We'd love for you to join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.